Tuesday Thoughts, a day late. This episode is on oracles and character advancement. So, I have recently been reading Ironsworn RPG. It's a free PDF. It's really a solo or co-op game where there's no GM, though there is an option to have a GM. But I think it's best suited for a solo game or two or three friends who are just both, you know, all three are characters and, you know, playing a co-op game together. Well, in the book are all these oracles and random tables you roll on to determine certain outcomes of things. Say if you get stuck on a situation and be like, I don't know where to go from here. You can ask yes and no questions or things like either this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And then you determine how likely one of them is going to be. And then you just roll your D100 and you see what the result is. Well, I was thinking about this because I've been listening to Hindsightless. That's right. Joe was talking about he had a level 20 Pathfinder. I don't think it was a one-shot, but, you know, like a mini-sessions, a little mini-series of level 20 characters in Pathfinder. And everyone, you know, calling into his show or whatever says, you know, it's cool because no one really gets to play high-level characters. And I think in our head, we assume that we have to work towards that goal rather than just making characters and playing those high-level things. Well, then I was thinking about using oracles for character advancement. You can do this by, say, okay, we're all going to be level 3. And maybe do, like, 3 or 4-session story arc involving something. And then, after that story arc is done, you can advance your characters to maybe level 6. But you use those oracles to define what has happened in that time. Maybe everyone has gone their separate ways. It feels like, you know, the introduction to the Dragonlance books, though I haven't read them all, actually just halfway through the very first book, but that's what it feels like. They are adventuring parties that have been together, they parted ways, and now they're back again. And I think that could be something you can do is, okay, we're level 3 now, you do your 3 or 4 sessions, and then you say, okay, we're going to be level 6 at next session, but let's, you know, play around almost like another session zero type of thing where you roll up on oracles, discuss what your characters have been doing, why do they have these certain abilities, these certain items, things like that, and then bam, you're level 6 for another 3 or 4 sessions. And you can do that, and then you can eventually get to those high level gameplays without slogging through all the years of gameplay and never getting to it because a character may die or a campaign just crumbles. So that's what I was thinking, is using oracles or just storytelling of how these characters have advanced in levels and throughout the years or whatever it is to get to the point where now we are level 6, now we're level 9, 12, 15, blah, 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 whatever it is. So yeah, oracles and character advancement. So that is it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can go to anchor.fm, search JB Publishing, and you can send me a voice message. Or you can also use the Anchor app, and again, search JB Publishing. If you want, you can email me at thelonebards@gmail.com with questions, comments, or even voice messages that are longer than 1 minute. I also have a Google number that you can call, and that phone number is 336-904-3531. You can call, leave a message on there, and I can, you know, upload it to this show.